tens of thousands of Tennesseans with felony convictions are unable to vote in the November 5th general election. Research by the Sentencing Project shows over 399,000 Tennesseans are among the 4 million Americans affected by felony disenfranchisement. Nicole D. Porter with the Sentencing Project says Tennessee continues to marginalize these individuals post-incarceration, mainly due to its complex process to restore their rights. She notes there are several options for restoring those rights, but few manage to overcome the obstacles involved.
People have to submit applications for their rights restoration. They have to seek a pardon for their rights restoration. And in order to be eligible, it's not just automatic eligibility, but people have to satisfy fines and fees. And in those fees include being current on child support payments.
The report says fewer than 3,500 Tennesseans had their voting rights restored between 2018 and 2023. Porter, as the Sentencing Project, wants Tennessee to consider changing its current policies and to allow people even still in prison, regardless of their crime or conviction, to vote. Critics of that idea says those who are convicted of serious crimes should lose their voting rights. Porter says disenfranchisement affects both incarcerated and non-incarcerated people in several southern states, including Tennessee. The report shows it has led to racial inequity and says across the country, 1 in 22 African Americans of voting age is disenfranchised. She adds it also focuses on the disproportionate effect of disenfranchisement on women.
The report also highlights the gender disenfranchisement estimates across states, and that is new to the report, where we estimate the number of women with felony convictions who are disenfranchised nationally and also within states.
It estimates 764,000 women make up just under one-fifth of the total disenfranchised population. Porter says the Sentencing Project researchers hope the report sheds light on the persistent problem of felony disenfranchisement as outdated and racially biased. Support for this reporting was provided by Carnegie Corporation of New York. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.